Are you hungry, kids? That's the weirdest thing that I have ever tasted. What? But life is short, you know, and it should not be wasted.
Snack time!
My snack hoes, welcome to the Snack Life Podcast. I am your host, Amanda Averill. With me this week, we have comedian, skateboard enthusiast.
Yeah, yeah, I'm more known for that.
Internet non-celebrity because he's not allowed to be there.
My YouTube's popping, dude.
Chris Scriva. Is it popping? How many people are you got on YouTube?
695.
Nice.
That's actually pretty good.
Yeah,
that's really
pretty
good.
I just posted a short. I'm hoping to cross 700 right now.
Do people watch the YouTube shorts? Because I fucking don't.
Dude, they watch the shit out of them, man.
Really?
Yeah,
I don't.
The algorithm pushes them. It pushes them hard. You have to have the right hashtags and the right like time to post them. Yeah.
Well, yeah. Like just like with TikTok and everything else. But I hate it.
Are you doing stand-up clips or are you doing like little bits?
Everything, man. I post everything. Like, so I do a lot of stand-up clips and then I'll run out of them because like I get no stage time because I talk shit on Pittsburgh comedy for 3 years then move back.
You mean like everyone else who's tried to leave Pittsburgh?
Yeah, yeah, you're allowed to talk shit. You're not allowed to try and leave and then come back.
I'll talk shit while I'm here too, man. I don't know. Yeah.
Do it. Let's just talk shit on the podcast. Yeah. Somebody get us
every
a bag of chips so that way it's snack related.
Every podcast I'm on, perfect. It turns into what comedians do you hate?
we had for the next last episode of my podcast with Kaylee Horton, we had Samantha Bentley on.
Yeah. Oh,
and
I remember
literally
that episode.
The whole episode was just her talking about how fuckable every single comedian is by name. It was
she's
so how
funny.
Fuckable was I?
You know, she did mostly the dudes.
Mostly
I think.
The dudes,
I think,
okay.
I think she
so how fuckable was Chris?
I'm an 11 out of 10, dude. I'm walking sex. I seen her just like straight up sexually harass Jesse Fang. When he's uncomfortable. And it shouldn't be funny, but it's really funny. She's like, never had me an Asian before. And they just sit there and he just looks terrified. I'm like, it's a bit, calm down. imagine
I can see the look on his face right now.
Yeah, I can see that look on his face too.
Imagine role reversal of that, man. You'd have to move to Milwaukee.
That seems like it might be a reference to something. Amanda, this is your show. I don't know
Let's
what I'm doing right now.
Let's talk about snacks.
Yeah,
Let's talk about snacks.
I love food, so yeah. I got fat.
Yeah. Well, you are also, I see, I want to talk about this a little bit too, because I want to talk about some snack. Like, I want to talk about Chicago's food versus Pittsburgh food. Like, I want to get into it because you did move to Chicago for comedy and then you destroyed their improv theaters.
Yeah. Every theater
I touched. And then the pandemic happened. So it was perfect.
Yeah. That put the final bullet in the head of a few of them I was at. Yeah.
But
bad luck for theaters, dude.
Yeah. But
oh, real quick, I did improv at Hambones a few times too.
Yes.
Yeah, so every place I touch.
Yeah.
All right.
Well,
Where were you on 9/11?
Huh? I was just running my hands along the sides of the theater or the buildings asking for suggestions, dude.
Give me a word. Where are you going?
I was just doing organic openings at airplanes flying over my house. Anyways,
so
I got the giggles.
I don't know. We are what, 5 minutes in? Already off the fucking rails. Can't even like get back into it. Can't. Okay.
Let's land this plane into the tower. Go back to the notes.
Okay, so we're just gonna start. We're gonna start in on the basics. I was gonna talk Chicago foods first, but fuck.
No,
you
talk Chicago food.
Now let's go. Let's just go. Let's go to your childhood. Doesn't seem like it was traumatic at all, considering you do improv and stand up.
Yeah.
What was your favorite snack as a kid? Like, what was your all-time favorite snack growing
up?
Okay,
I have some fucked up ones, man. Like,
do it.
I was like real small, and I would take it to lunch every single day. I would get like pepperoni and mayonnaise sandwiches.
That sounds I do that with hard salami, dude.
I loved it. And then one day I gagged. Like, I don't know. It hit me when I was like 13. I'm like, what am I doing? That and then potato chips with salad dressing on it.
Oh, wait, Italian dressing?
Yeah, dude.
Oh, dude, the Ruffles with the Italian dressing, because it's like ribbed for your pleasure, yeah. And you can just put the dressing right in there.
Dude, it's so good.
Do you ever put mayonnaise and the Italian dressing on those Ruffles, though?
No.
Oh, that's really good. See, that's why.
That sounds horrific.
Oh, no. See, it's great because actually you could combine the two. Yeah. You do the pepperoni and mayonnaise on the sandwich, a little bit of Italian, and the chips. And of course it's white bread, and then you smash it down, and then you eat all of it at once.
You put it on the sandwich. I would have them separate. Hell yeah. Yeah, dude.
Well, no, I've done both.
Yeah.
I go both ways. Big surprise. But yeah, no, dude, it's so good. And then like if you get mayonnaise on the chip, with the Italian, oh, it's so fucking good.
It's amazing that we're not all just living the life of the whale right now.
How am I the one in this room with fatty liver disease is what I want to know.
I've had it twice. That's why it goes away? Yeah, because your liver regenerates.
I need to fight my doctor, dude. I need to fight my fucking doctor.
It depends on the type of fatty liver disease that you have. Like, I have the non-alcoholic fatty liver disease. So mine is your liver regenerates like every 30 days. That's
so you're
why
saying
like,
I should stop having a shot glass full of isopropyl alcohol before I go to bed.
Yeah, move on to ethanol.
Yeah, I was going to say, I think.
Oh.
The fuck did Siri just say? Edit that. Edit her out of the podcast. Wait, I'm the person that does that.
Yeah.
God damn it.
Why are you messing with it? Throw it. Dude, throw it in the basement.
Do you know what's crazy about the fatty liver disease? You can get, like, if you, like, do any sort of, like, resistance training,
mm-hmm.
like anything, like lift weights or, like, plyometrics and shit, and then you get tested, you'll test for fatty liver disease because your liver releases the same enzymes.
Yeah.
During, like, heavy training. Before I was even, like, super fat or anything, I was just, like, lifted, like, squatting a shit ton, and then I got chicken pox at 27 years old, which is fucking fascinating.
Weren't you doing comedy at that point too?
Yeah.
I remember that.
Yeah, it's like before I destroyed my fucking life and ate myself. I was still fat, but now I'm like, oh shit. But no, I go to a hospital, like, you have nothing wrong with you, you're fine. And then I went to a local, there's something wrong. I don't know what this is. Like, I thought I had chicken pox when I was little. Like, there's no way. I go to this like shit doctor in Beaver. Can't remember her name. I should out her. But she's like, you have fatty liver disease. You really need this. Like, nah, motherfucker. I just train hard. I probably really had fatty liver disease. I don't know. TLDR, the story sucked.
Yeah, that wasn't good. It was boring.
Fight your doctor.
Okay.
So, no, like, I have a question.
I'm gonna beat the shit out of my doctor.
Because we'll talk about the weightlifting and everything like that now. Because you do you do strength training. I was going to say, you obviously don't do body competitions, which is mean.
Yeah, thanks.
It's mean.
I'm going to get shredded just to spite you.
That's fine. Get shredded. If you get shredded, Skriva, more power to you, because Lord knows I fucking could not. I would hate it. But like, whenever you were like trying to gain muscle and everything like that, what were your go-to foods for that kind of stuff? Like, was there a thing that like you saw like good results with that you liked eating, or like would you just eat like a lot of chicken? Because you know how people will be like, I just eat a ton of chicken breast.
I would go eat like to wing nights and eat like 24 to 36 wings.
Hell,
and then
I
eat like a dozen of eggs every day. I was eating a lot of that.
Well, you can't do that now in this economy.
Yeah, no, I just spent like $13 on eggs. I'm like, this is like $2.
Half dozen?
It was a dozen.
Oh, big spender over here getting a whole dozen of eggs.
Here's the thing. I keep hearing people talk about eggs being expensive, and I always buy the jumbo sized eggs, and those have not gone up that much in price. And what I'm wondering is, like, what are they doing to these eggs? They're way bigger than they should be, and they are not expensive when all the other eggs are. What am I eating? What am I putting in me, dude?
I don't. That's the chickens with the big vaginas.
The gaping chickens?
Yeah.
That's the slut chickens.
Come on down to Gaping Chickens.
Gaping Chickens. Yeah, Gaping
Chickens.
That's
the restaurant that you two could open up together. It just serves wings and eggs.
Yeah,
it's called Gaping Chickens.
Yeah, it just shows like a chicken with its legs spread and then like a fucking bar, like a sensor bar.
Jesus Christ. how whenever you're eating
all of
that
our
many
chicken
eggs
breasts
a day,
have nipples.
Yeah.
Whenever you're eating that many eggs a day, like a dozen eggs a day, how do you prepare? Do you just do like multiple omelets? Do you do like hard boils? Like, what do you do?
I would try like a little bit of everything. You start experimenting with stuff too, but like really just like a lot of hot sauce. And like then too, you're eating it. It's not really like you're eating it because like, oh, this tastes good. You're eating it because like it turns into,
I have
to eat this. Yeah. And then you try weird shit. Like I mixed peanut butter in it one time. That was vomit inducing.
Oh no, dude.
Or like you do,
I
like,
eat a lot. Like I eat weird shit, but that's too much.
You'd find like put it into other things, you know, like put it into like put it in your rice and make like fried rice. Yeah. Stuff like that. Yeah.
Okay. All right. Cause that's a lot.
Yeah.
To eat as far as I'm concerned.
Well, think about it. Like I was the last, so I just did another one like this time, like last year.
Mm-hmm.
But that's like kind of like just half ass getting back into it. But like the last one where I was like really trying,
yeah,
I weighed like 349. Yeah. So like I was still a big guy. So it takes a lot of, you know, like it seems like a lot, but then you really think about like,
well, it takes a lot of
fuel. Yeah.
Yeah. I was going to say calorie is essentially like calories or energy. Like that's what it is. And even whenever you are a larger person, that's why you eat more calories. And that's why the American diet is like so messed up as it is, because they think that like to lose weight you need to cut it so low, and it's like, no, at a certain point your body just won't function.
Yeah, no, you
and
need
like
to.
Things will actually shut down, so you have to keep it at a certain level.
Last time I did a diet, so I got kind of messed up because I got COVID and then I got the flu, and then I just used this excuse to eat like shit.
Yeah.
I was probably sitting around like 430-440 and I got down to like 390, and that was like I dieted on like 3800 calories down. And then, like, I cut it down to, like, 35. But it's still, that's a lot, you know?
That's twice. If I'm trying to lose weight, that's twice what I should be eating to lose. Like, that's an insane, like, for my, and, like, I'm, you know, probably, I'm about maybe, like, 190 right now, 5'7". So not.
That's not that bad. That's not bad.
It's not bad.
That's my thigh. Yeah, but like, I don't know. Yeah, it's like weird too. You think about though, when I'm saying I'm like 349, and people like don't know me at that point, like 390. Mm-hmm. I can see like the split like in my shoulders and my track. Like it was a big dude, you know.
Yeah. Yeah, and
now I look like a fucking Pepto Bismol bottle right now.
Well, it was your mistake to wear the pink shirt, sir.
Yeah, I don't have a lot of clothes to
fit. It's also a Thursday, and we on Wednesdays we wear pink.
Okay. Sorry, so.
Did you get the Mean Girls reference?
I'm a POS.
In?
Yeah,
you are a piece of shit.
Yeah.
Just let me know that.
Yeah. Hell
okay.
Yeah.
All right. Back to snacks.
Okay.
All right. This is a controversial one. This is one of my favorites. What is a food that other people will consider is a snack, but you don't believe is a snack?
Okay, food that other people consider as a snack.
Like for me, it's celery.
Yeah, celery's good. Oh, you don't like that celery, carrots,
I hate celery. I hate celery. Celery is not a snack.
I think people that eat cereal as a snack are mentally ill. Like,
are you talking dry out the box, or they just have a smaller bowl?
You ever just see somebody pull out a like a Ziploc bag full of cereal?
I've done that.
I hate that. I hate you.
It depends on the cereal, I think. Like, I mean, a Ziploc of Cheerios, and me and my niece are eating the Cheerios. Yeah. Like, that's fine. But, like, I'm not going to pull out, like, a Ziploc of shredded wheat and just go at it. You know what I mean?
I would almost argue shredded wheat's better than the Cheerios.
Just what? One giant hunk of shredded wheat?
Yeah, I like that. I like
biting into our...
I'm a textures guy.
You're a textures guy? Yeah. Do you like varied textures with your foods?
Yeah, I like textures a lot, yeah.
Okay, is there a texture that you cannot stand with your food?
Texture I cannot stand? No, I'm pretty good.
All right.
Yeah.
Nice.
Pretty open.
Pretty open textures.
Yeah, just they hit me with different textures.
Do you consider yourself a person with an adventurous palate?
Yeah, dude, I eat a lot of stuff. Yeah, I'll try anything.
What's the weirdest thing that you've tried?
Okay, so that might be a hard question. I'm trying to think.
Well, I ask the tough questions here. Yeah. I like to think that I do an okay job as an interviewer sometimes. Sometimes we go off the rails. Like, I don't know, the first 20 minutes of this episode.
I think the weird... So it's not even like the weirdest... I don't know, like some Lebanese food, like what they have, like kibbo, which is like raw meat.
Okay.
Or something like
that. Have you done that?
Yeah, I've tried that. But it's like nothing. I'm not like eating crickets. Like that's where I'll draw the line.
Oh, see, I've had crickets.
I thought you meant like adventurous, like try. Like, oh, you never had Korean barbecue before. But yeah, you know, you mean like extreme, like...
Well, you said you'd try anything, so that's why, you know.
I guess within reason. Like, I don't want to eat bugs. Like, I draw the line with shrimp and crab because they live underwater, and I pretend that's not a bug.
Okay. See, I've had, and that's interesting too, because like they're finding now that, you know, obviously like crickets and things like that have like a giant. They're a huge source of protein.
Yeah.
And they that they're actually making a lot of like different whey and protein powders out of the, or not whey powder, yeah, they're making protein powders out of them. And a lot of people are thinking that that's going to be the next wave of protein for humans to consume. Like they're going to just start like putting them into burgers and things like that to where you can kind of hide it, but still add that textural difference.
Yeah, that's a big thing where that's coming from. So like, my views on that's like, I mean, if it's not broke, don't fix it. You know, like the whey casein protein, if you want like a supplement of it or just like beef or something. But like, that's more of a sustainability thing, I believe. Where like, I think it takes, you know, more water to like have a cow than a shit ton of crickets, isn't it? Like,
yeah, that's kinda, yeah. A lot of it is the sustainability issue.
I'll buy a Prius.
You'll buy a Prius as opposed to give up your hot dogs or, you know.
Hot dogs are a weird one, man. I just try not to think about what's in them.
Yeah, I think most people do. I think it's most people's things. Like, I don't know.
Glizzies, as the Gen Z say.
Yeah. So I was at Salt. I was in Orlando, and I went to Salt and Straw, and I got, which is an ice cream place, and they do like unique flavors, and they do unique pairings, and that's where I had like some, and I've had like regular crickets and stuff too, but they had.
I think it was
like a caramelized like toffee. Cricket. Let me see if I can find the name of the actual flavor here, because we can edit out my searching through my phone again. But I had it. It was actually really, really freaking good. Let's see. I know I took a picture of the sign because that's me. I take pictures of everything.
I mean, crickets are probably just what they eat in Florida.
Well, they eat a lot of weird stuff in Florida sometimes. I mean, not ideal. Not ideal.
Like people and stuff. Would you eat a person?
Yeah, 100%.
You would?
100%.
What the fuck? Jesus.
100% would eat a person. Let's see. What flavor did I have? I had the... Oh, it was called the... Know. It was called...
It's incriminating evidence for later, yeah.
I think it was called the... Let me look here.
For the record, I would not.
Why wouldn't you?
I don't want like the what's that mad cow disease type thing you get from the prions.
It is 100% mental. Like I would be sitting there minding my own business and be like, I ate a human being.
You know what though?
Like I wouldn't be able to sit right with that. I wouldn't be able to make peace with it.
No, like but here's the thing though, and the same thing too. Like if it was like an innocent person, definitely not. But if it was somebody I fucking hated and it was just like they were still alive, but it was part of them as a flex.
That's the thing. Yeah. Like you're putting all these other conditions on it. Like I would eat a person. What's my condition? Probably if they were dead and I needed to survive. Like
But like what if it was just somebody you hated and they weren't dead? Then you just had to eat their heart like General Butt Naked. Mm. Do you know him?
No.
He would take off all his clothes and run into battle in Africa because he thought he was bulletproof. Mm. And then he would eat his enemies' hearts because it gave him power. That worked pretty good.
I mean, I had power, yeah. By the way, the ice cream flavor, sidebar, was called Don Baguito's Creepy Crawly Critters, and it's chocolate-covered crickets and toffee-brittle mealworms.
Okay, so that just made crickets sound appetizing.
They're in a light green matcha flavored ice cream, and I just like matcha.
Did it taste good?
It was really good. I really liked the toffee brittle mealworms. I really like that
really?
Part. The chocolates are so I can't remember if it was a dark chocolate or not. I like dark chocolate, and I don't remember the chocolate like sticking out.
Yeah.
Mostly because I don't think chocolate and matcha necessarily go together, but the toffee brittle. Mealworms were amazing, and the toffee went very well paired with the matcha.
Okay, yeah, that's probably a good idea, yeah.
No, it was great. It was a great ice cream. I had to look it up. I let my niece try it.
Yeah.
she
did you tell her beforehand, or?
Well, I told her. I don't know if she understood because she's 4.
Yeah.
And, like, I wasn't like, this has bugs.
Oh, they'll probably eat bugs anyway.
But she also, she's also, like, nonverbal autistic. Yeah. So like she couldn't like she tried it and like she does her usual like I don't like things push away.
Yeah.
And I got her plain vanilla with sprinkles because that's what she wanted whenever we were there.
Classic.
Yeah, classic. You know, so I did get her like her own ice cream to have and whatnot. But like she did her like she went like smelled it and like pushed it away like the usual kind of same things that she always does if she doesn't want a food. But yeah. I've definitely would eat bugs. Like, I mean, I think they're fine. Like, I don't, I think I have more of a problem with gamey tasting meat than I do with something like that.
Venison or something like that.
I've had venison. I've had duck.
Duck's good.
I don't think I've had rabbit or turtle.
You ever hear
but
that,
like,
what's that, foie gras or whatever?
Yeah, foie gras. Yeah.
Foie gras, where they like chain a duck down and force feed it till it gets real fat. Mm-hmm. The animal abuse is delicious.
I mean, that. Well, I've had a debate for a really long time that I think the most delicious poultry would probably be a penguin because they've got such a fatty, because you know that chest is just all fat.
Yeah.
Because they're in just generally such cold temperatures that you know that it's got to be the best one.
It would just be the best one because it'd be so expensive. You have to go so far to get it.
It would also be, well, you don't have to go. Well, it depends on the type
of. Just go to the zoo.
It depends on the type of penguin. Yeah. Like, you know, but like obviously like the king, you know, whatever penguins that are in the Arctic would probably be the better ones because they're probably thicker. But I would eat a penguin in a heartbeat if someone offered me
a
penguin.
Would you eat a pangolin?
Would I? Again? No, I didn't. Last time I did that, half the world died, dude.
I like to know what a pangolin is. It's like a.
I think it's like an armadillo looking thing. I'm pretty sure.
There's a whole episode of South Park about it.
Yeah, I haven't watched South Park in a while.
Yeah, it looks like an armadillo that's also an anteater.
Yeah.
Actually looks pretty fucking cool.
Yeah, no, it's a cool looking animal for sure.
Don't think I would eat this because I don't know how I would bite into it. Like,
I think looks like.
Let me look.
It's like an armored fucking tank.
That's sand shrew from Pokemon.
Like, see, the thing with that is you'd have to like kill it, and then it's almost like how you have to pluck the feathers out of a bird.
You'd have to defeat it first of all.
I mean, just shoot it in the head.
Chris, do you think we should give cats guns?
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, I think we should arm every animal.
It's a callback to another episode, but yes, sure. I don't know. Would you want to arm every animal? Every animal?
Not the ones I plan on eating.
Yeah, no, but then maybe. I don't know.
I think we should give deers guns, because here's the thing. I'm sick of people bragging about like their like hunting kills. It's like, it really wasn't a fair fight, dude.
The deer. I don't know. There's some, a buck can fuck you up.
Yeah,
but you're like in a tree with a gun.
But what if you're an archer though? Like, what if you're doing archery?
That's acceptable. Okay. Yes.
See, that's why if I hunt, I'm just gonna jump out of the tree with a knife, like Rambo.
Yeah. Just then I want
to
see those.
If you jumped out of a
pictures.
Tree onto a deer, that deer wouldn't survive in the first place. You wouldn't need the knife, Chris.
Yeah.
That knife would be superfluous.
I just throw my body in
there. You would just cut it open and just be like, all right, I'm going to butcher it myself now.
It's a 10-point buck. I gave it the people's elbow, actually. Yeah.
Deer thought I got hit by a motorcycle.
Cool. I'm glad that this episode is so on track. It's a lot. Again, three episodes in a day does not bode well for me, I don't think.
I'm also the worst best guest ever, so.
I don't know about that.
Am I not the worst or am I not the best? Which one? Am I pretty medium?
You're medium.
Medium? How do you like your steaks?
You're as pink as your shirt. You're medium. Pink, yeah. Okay, that's about it. Do you have any like weird quirks about food or any food allergies that have made certain things difficult?
I don't have any food allergies. I just, one weird thing was I grew up eating like a shit ton of like pork chops and like ham, and I can't stand it anymore.
Okay.
So like if anybody brings out food and there's like ham on it, I'm like, get this the fuck away from me.
What about bacon though?
Bacon, I like bacon. I could deal with bacon. Okay. So there's like some things I can deal with, but it's just like, I don't know. I just really
Where
don't.
Does like pork belly sit on that list?
I'm not a fan. Like there's like other like cured meats and stuff I'm cool with, but like that's like the one, like the weirdest one for me. I think the weirdest. I'm like, ew, no.
That's the weirdest food quirk. Is there? So you're Italian, right?
Yeah,
and
a half.
You're half Italian.
Yeah, I'm a half breed.
Did
top
your
or
family?
Bottom?
I'm a bottom all the way.
Italian bottom.
Yeah.
It's sauce below the belt. All right. Go on.
Anyway, did your family grow up with like a lot of like traditional Italian foods? Did you guys do like the Feast of Seven Fishes or anything like that?
Not really. Like a little bit. Like I grew up more with actually my mom's side of the family.
Okay.
Yeah, they're all like Eastern European. Like my grandfather's Polish, and then my grandmother is like Slovak and stuff. So I had a whole bunch of that. Like so, a whole lot of pierogies, and then like really like you know like the typical Polish foods, but like the Slovak variant of it. It's all kind of the same stuff. So I grew up with like a lot of that. I did get a lot of Italian stuff with my dad, but not like the every day was just like Eastern Bloc. Like,
yeah. Okay. What about the,
Lupkis, which is, you know, like,
we're going to eat some borscht and then the nine of us are going to try and change this light bulb.
Hell yeah.
Dude, you're canceled.
I'm Polish. I can do that.
Yeah, dude. Mm-hmm. We're just two Polacks here chilling.
Yeah.
Three.
Oh, man.
Untouchable.
Untouchable. We get real
I'm
racist.
Amazed we've even hit the record button at this point.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, no. Just kidding.
I did get like stuck in the yard across the street, then couldn't find the house.
Is that what you called?
Guess which side did that? And then the Italian side was like, how can I steal things from here?
The Italian side was like, I can offer this block some protection. Yeah.
Do you know what's really irritating about Chicago? Yeah. All the Polish people, dude, because they're always like, oh, I'm Polish. You don't have Polish people there. Like, no, like I am, and so most people I know. No, but you don't have Polish foods. Do you know what a pierogi is? Like, they race them at our baseball games, dude. Like, calm down. Like,
I was just going to ask you about the Polish food in Chicago, because like they've got very good Italian food. Like, all of their...
I don't think they have good Italian food either. Italian food in the Northeast is good, right?
Yeah.
Like, you know, where Italian people actually live, all the Italian people just kind of like pieced out. Mm. Like, you go to every Italian restaurant, and it's just like, there's no Italian people there. It's like weird. I don't know. Like, deep dish kind of blows. Like, I don't know. I don't really care for it. It's like the food there, like Italian stuff really is not authentic. The Polish stuff is very authentic. But the thing is though, I don't really, so like Slavic food's good. Polish food is not the best Slavic, like the other ones. Like, if you want like good pierogies, you go find like a, instead of going to like Polish people, you go find like a Byzantine church with like Slovak people.
Oh, where all the grandmas are in the basement making the pierogies.
Yeah, those are the good ones, I think that they do like, you know, pierogi or whatever they want to say it. They do that better. So
yeah,
it's my opinion. Yeah. But,
I think that Pittsburgh has like, I really love going, I hate the name of this place, but I really love going to S&D.
Yeah, dude.
Polish.
S&D Polish. Yeah, we used to.
S&D Polish is so good in the Strip District. I love it there.
I never thought that name.
It's so good.
We should go all time at work.
I love it there. It's so good. Everything I've had there has been like so good and so authentic. So like that's why like that's like my like high level.
It's good. I just like going there and getting like the dessert pierogies and stuff. Cause I worked down there at Audi in the Strip.
Okay.
And I got to buy it off of like a girl who looks like a vampire. It was pretty cool. Just terrified. See, like,
do you think that? Scary. Do you think their pierogies are better, or have you had Pierogies Plus over in McKee's Rocks? I think theirs are very good.
No, I haven't had Pierogies Plus.
Ooh, they're very good, and their stuffed cabbage is good as well.
Yeah, that's always good.
I love
Polish hand grenades, as they say.
Oh yeah, yeah. I love them. They're so freaking.
You
good.
Know what's one weird thing is like in Chicago, Indiana, and stuff. They don't do butter and onions on pierogies like we do here.
No, they don't.
Yeah, they dip them in sour cream. I'm like, what the hell
is
this?
I don't.
Go ahead and dry.
If it's a fried pierogi, I don't mind the sour cream on the side just to add like a little bit of like that fatty, like unctuous thing that butter can do to it. But especially because like the inside is potato, it works with sour cream. But yeah, no, man, butter and onions all the way.
Since we're all like just three Polish people hanging out here, we should go to the Whiting, Indiana Pierogi Fest, a road trip.
When is it?
They do them in like June. They do it like twice a year. I can't remember. There's one in the fall too.
Look it up and send it to me, and then we can coordinate a road trip. We'll book some shows out there because of course we got to work to make money to buy the pierogies, and I'll bring Minto with us.
I ate so that my way we from can... one side to the other, and I felt like shit. This is great.
I love going to food festivals and stuff like that. Has there been a food festival that you've gone to that was like the best one of your entire life?
So the best food festival of my entire life, there was a sandwich festival somewhere on the north side. I'm trying to remember exactly where.
Oh, was it like the Sandwich Society thing?
Yeah, it was awesome. It was like in an old church or an old hall.
Yeah.
Pierogi Fest, Whiting, Indiana.
While you're looking that up, did I ever tell you that whenever I went to Japan in 2015, that's so accidentally sick. Went there during the Cherry Blossom Festival?
No, that's
I had
amazing.
No idea when it was, that's and sick. I just got there, and everything was booked, so it was very hard to find a room, and they raised the prices up like crazy.
Yeah.
But every little like nook and cranny park or like alley with some bit shops and stuff in the entire city, there was nothing but like a street festival through the entire city.
That's
I had so
amazing.
Much random fucking Japanese street festival food.
That's awesome.
That's so good. Incredible. They have a really good cherry blossom festival in Washington, D.C., and I was there for a comedy festival, and it was the same week, and we went to this place called Cherry Blossom Bar, and like they had amazing drinks in there with like cherry blossoms in them, and then there was this like donut truck that I found that I followed on Instagram that had like a cherry blossom donut. It was so good.
Okay, nice. So not that's actually way sicker than what I'm going to talk about.
Yeah, let's talk about noodles with mashed potatoes.
Yeah, let's talk about Polish raviolis.
That's fine.
All right.
Every culture has a dumpling. This ours is Polish. Yeah.
So last year they did it July 29th, July 30th, July 31st, which is the end of the month.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we should go to that. We can go do my show out there. It's a suburb.
It's Chicago.
Yeah. It's Indiana, but it's a suburb.
Yeah.
We'll do that. Well, that's what we'll do. Just remind me, and then we'll go to Pierogi Fest the next day and shit our pants the whole way.
Maybe if you tell people to listen to this podcast, they will remind you.
Yeah, I'll post on Facebook.
Make a YouTube video to tell people to go download a podcast.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
You could do it. You could make a short.
Yeah, dude.
Take an audio clip from this.
I'll put it in my Tinder bio.
That's not going to be successful. I had
a really good audio clip.
Without it.
I had a really good audio clip. I couldn't get a picture, so I got a video of Jerry Seinfeld doing stand up, and I just put my face over it in Snapchat. Didn't do as good as I thought.
I mean, that's pretty fucking funny.
I'm gonna drink this water. You want to ASMR me drink the water?
Yeah, sure. Why not?
I didn't want to get it on the mic. So I just spilled all over myself. I was like, okay, how do I do it? I got to get the sound.
I don't know if you know what ASMR means, but whatever you just did is what it should be.
So the ASMR, I was trying to get this audio of me drinking, but I was like, I can't get water on the mic. I can put this in here. So I had my mouth like a fail. So I was like, I'm going to use half my mouth.
For the listeners at home, I am sorry. This is not a video podcast.
This is a wet t-shirt contest right now.
We
got to
make this a video podcast.
A wet t-shirt podcast.
Yeah.
I mean, Chris would beat both of us.
Yeah. I got huge titties right now.
Yeah, they're bigger than mine.
Yeah, hell yeah.
Might have been shrinking, unfortunately. It's not great.
Well, that's good, though. It means you're losing weight. Mine are getting bigger for the other reason.
I miss having big boobs. I do. Cool. Well, can we edit that out of the podcast?
That's hilarious.
Absolutely not.
I do. I miss it. I miss having big bazoongas. Anyway, so, man, I don't even know. All right, let's do this. Is there a snack that like a food that you used to get in like high school or college that was like your go-to thing? Like if you went to the vending machine, like you would always pick this thing, or like maybe like cafeteria French fries or something, like your school did it in like a certain way that made it the freaking best.
Yeah, those Mexican pizzas in high school. Do you ever have them?
No, like we didn't have Mexican.
They're like little octagons. It's not Mexican pizza at all. It's just like cheddar cheese over sausage with regular pizza sauce.
No, that sounds amazing,
yeah,
though.
It was amazing. That was the go-to. I'd always buy like two of them. Like I would try to get some extra money.
What about your vending machine foods? In school?
Oh, Nutter Butters.
Nutter Butters.
Yeah, Nutter Butters. And then, any kind of peanut butter flavored thing. Mm-hmm. That like, I don't know. That's like a go-to. Oreos. Nutter Butters, Rockstar energy drinks. That's what I ran on in college.
Nice. Full sugar Rockstars.
No. I like the diet lemonade ones.
Really?
Yeah. I don't know why anybody would drink
Are you talking about like the ones that have like 25 calories in them?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, I like the orange one of that because I think it tastes like a watered down high C from McDonald's.
Yeah, it reminds me of like the orange drink they used to have in high school.
Yeah, that's exactly what it is. That's my favorite energy drink.
Did you guys have churros in high school?
No.
I don't know. I went to high school like near, I went to Black Hawk High School over near Ohio, mm-hmm. All white people. And they're just like, let's just have Mexican everything.
That's amazing.
It was awesome because we have burrito day and we have churros. So we'd always go and just like stuff more churros underneath the burrito shell. Once in a while you get busted, sent to the office, get a Saturday. But like, yeah.
It was worth it. Sounds worth it.
Yeah. Get a massive haul.
I think that this is going to sound pathetic considering I do have an adventurous palate and I try a bunch of things and stuff like that. I've had fried ice cream before I've had churros because every time I would go to like Mexican restaurants or anything that had that, I would always get the fried ice cream because it's amazing. I don't think I had my first churro until like 2021.
Wow.
I really don't think I did just because like, I know it was at Universal Studios because that's when my niece was like, she tried one and then she just became obsessed. And now we get her like churros everywhere. Like whenever we go to Sam's Club, like if we're grocery shopping, like I'll get a drink, she'll get a churro. It'll be perfect. And like, just hang out, you know? And like, I don't ever remember having them because like my go-to dessert choice, I mean, I might also be wrong, but that's like the first one that I really remember. My go-to dessert choice, though, was always the fried ice cream, because I think that that's amazing.
So the one cool thing about living in Chicago with like all the Hispanic people is that they mm-hmm. have churro shops everywhere.
Ooh.
You just pop in and get one. They're usually fucking amazing. They're warm.
Chicago, in my opinion, has some of the best food in the country. Chicago and Milwaukee. I think Milwaukee a lot.
Milwaukee is good. Milwaukee's really good.
Yeah. I'm wearing a shirt now from Vanguard in Milwaukee because and they gave it to us. The owner guy was there and he started talking to me and Derek and like he gave us each shirts for free.
That's cool.
Just because like we were hanging out and just it was amazing.
Milwaukee people were cool.
Dude, and Milwaukee's great.
Indianapolis is a fantastic food city. I love everything I've ever had there. It's awesome. Chicago, there's a lot. After you get through like the whole like touristy stuff,
yeah,
it leaves a lot to be desired, okay. Right? Like I think New York and LA of like the big cities dunk on it like immensely. The pizza there's not that great because like the real like Chicago way to eat pizza, like deep dish, is real touristy.
Yeah,
and that gets old after a while and it's expensive. Yeah. It takes like 50 minutes, an hour to cook. You have to wait for every. It's like the super thin.
Yeah, like I've had the Giordano's. I did the Pizza and Grinder Company. That one, like the pizza bowl thing, yeah. I thought that was really good and really unique.
So, like, I really didn't like any of this food out there.
Really?
Like, Pittsburgh has better food.
Do you fuck
with
more
the Northeast?
Wait a second. That has to be the title of this episode, so that way we get all the clickbait.
Chicago pizza sucks.
No, Chicago food sucks. Pizza's better.
Yeah, it's better.
Pizza's better. Pittsburgh's better. No, something like that. You gotta get clickbaity with this
look,
one.
Look, as the producer and editor of this podcast, how dare you tell me how to do my job? Second of all,
Gravy's right there supervising, giving you such an evil squinty eye right now.
Wait till she gets her gun.
Look at how like her eyes are like.
I'm buying Gravy an AR-15.
Fuck yeah!
It's okay because you know what the world needs. You know what the world needs?
Yeah.
Less podcasts.
Less podcasts. Yeah.
Do you fuck with the Italian beef sandwich? You might have.
They're okay. Like I'm okay. When I go up there. They're good. I like. There's. You can get like Al's beef and get disrespected while you get it. You know, like.
Yeah. I like they just dip the whole thing in. Yeah. Like, fuck yeah. Give me a soggy ass sandwich.
Out of the chains, I would go to Bona all the time. That's like my favorite. Bona's the good one out of like all like the big.
See, I like Al's. Thing. Al's was good.
Al's okay. I like the little, like that little Red Hot Ranch, like these like little weird hamburger places, like all over on the street corners.
Yeah, no. See,
they
I
have
like
good
that kind
ones.
Of stuff.
Yeah.
You know what else I liked up there? We went to, I can't remember the name of it. Because I always watch the show called Chicago's Best.
Yeah.
And like that's where I get a lot of like the food recommendations for the places that I go to up there from. And they had this one place that had like this fried pork, like a pork sandwich. And it was so good.
No, there's one that they do a fried steak sandwich, Rickabenny's.
No, I haven't had that one.
That's actually good. It's like a wad of food, but it's kind of like, fried.
Hell
I mean, I'm always about
having
a wad in my mouth.
We like wads. We like piles of slop.
Hell yeah, dude. Mm-hmm.
Hell yeah.
So if you ever want to go get a wad of sandwich made by Mexican people at an Italian restaurant in Chinatown, that's the place to go.
This is America, dude.
It's so weird. I don't know. Like, it's just like, I don't know. It's 24. I took Johnny Smith there and he was like upset about it. He was like, this is horrible. I'm like, this is a fucking delicacy.
Yeah, he was wrong.
I promise you.
He's so
he
was wrong.
Shit, Chef Boy Hard Time.
Dude, we went up to Milwaukee. There's a place up there called, not Deluxe or something like that. I'm trying to think. There's like a hipster bar in like the Milwaukee Market.
Okay.
It's like a two level.
I've never been to the Milwaukee Market. Was it the Garage? And I did Vanguard and, we went to Cops instead of Culver's. Man, Cops fucks. They're so good. Custard.
Have you ever been to Culver's?
I have been to Culver's.
Yeah, I like Culver's.
Culver's was fine.
Check this out. You know what's bullshit about like Nashville, Tennessee? It's pissing me off. It's not fair. They got Culver's down there. Culver's got purchased by somebody in Atlanta. Mm-hmm. So they start popping up all over Georgia and Tennessee. So they got Culver's.
Before we did.
Yeah. Then they get Raisin Cane's, before we did.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we have Raisin Cane's now.
Where?
Raisin Cane's.
Yes, we do. It's out in North Fayette. If you take the Bridgeville exit, it is located directly across from Children's Hospital.
Yeah.
I don't believe it's open yet, but it is opening this spring, I think.
Yeah.
It's almost fully constructed, and they are also going to be opening one in Oakland momentarily.
So, like, Raisin Cane's, dude, like when the first
I
one,
love Raisin
they
Cane's.
Start opening up when I'm out there, you just saw the lines.
Oh, I can imagine.
Dude,
it's so good. Every time I go to Youngstown, I pretty much stop there. Anytime I do a show at Funny Farm Comedy Club, because they do all the testing, like that part of Youngstown right there, and it's an hour from Pittsburgh,
yeah,
is where they do all the testing for all the, like, the foods that they're going to bring to, yeah, the different fast food menus. So they have a Raising Cane's there. I go to that Raising Cane's every goddamn time.
They actually have a Raising Cane's at, I think, Boston University at BU, mm-hmm, because somebody donated, like, had a whole building built, and that was, like, his favorite restaurant. And he's like, you're only getting my money if you put a Raising Cane's in here. So, it, like, for a while, if you look at the map, it was, like, amazing. Mississippi in there.
That's, yeah, amazing. I wish I had that kind of clout.
We got stuck, like, a lot of the Pittsburgh people come visit. Like, Joey, mm-hmm, Purse came up, and we're in line, and I can't remember, there's like two other people in the car and his girlfriend at the time, everything, and we're in line, and I don't know what tempted him to say this. He's like half paying attention, and the girl, it's like a 16-year-old girl, is like handing the food. She goes, okay, I hope everything went fine, I hope I did a great job. And then Joey goes, you did great, bitch, or something like that. And then nobody moved in front of us, and we just had to sit there with the window down. It was the most horrific experience. Like, why would you say that? He goes, I don't know. And since you're just like staring at us, I'm like, I just want to go now.
It's fucking with Cookout.
Huh?
I've never gotten to have Cookout. I want to have Cookout.
What's
Cookout?
It's a fast food restaurant called Cookout.
Where at?
It's in the South primarily.
Yeah. It's like North Carolina, I think Tennessee, definitely Georgia.
Yeah, yeah. I know Tennessee's one because we passed one when we went to Smoky Mountains.
It's elite level. It's like almost as good as Five Guys, but it costs like a fucking double cheeseburger is like, yeah, $2.19
or
something.
Oh, that's awesome.
Wow.
It's stupid. I
have to call like fucking student loan companies to get Five Guys now.
Yeah,
dude,
it's crazy.
Five Guys is ridiculously expensive, but Five Guys is so good.
I know that everything's getting more expensive. I know at the end of the day, it's mostly because some fucking guy who owns the company wants higher profits. I get it. I don't like it. I get it. I understand what's happening. If you're going to raise the fucking prices, Five Guys has also stopped putting so much extra fries in the bag. That's fucking unacceptable.
Really? I haven't been there. I haven't been there in like a year.
I swear to
so
God,
I don't know.
Five Guys would just give you fries with all the food. Unless that was just the one in Erie that I used to go to all the time.
Well, here's the thing. Like, they have like the cup, yeah, and they fill the cup up, and then they take a whole extra scoop and dump it in.
Yeah.
They're getting real, real cheap with that second
scoop. Which one are you going to? Oakland?
No, I've been to the Oakland one.
Robinson did that.
Robinson.
Last time I was there.
Oh, yeah. So you're noticing they're all getting a little cheaper, yeah, with it. Oh, okay.
Yeah. And here's the thing. The prices went up. You can't charge more and give less. Well, you can. We,
yeah,
live in America.
Yeah.
You can do whatever,
yeah,
you want.
By the way, I really like the way that this episode is going and how we're just talking about foods. Because I'm very much enjoying this conversation, and it's not like kind of sticking to the script as I generally try to do. I love being off the rails right now. This is the important question. What is your favorite convenience store chain? Like gas station chain.
Sheets.
Yours is Sheetz.
Yeah,
we were talking about, because you were talking about the 7-Eleven food earlier, and I've never had like food from 7-Eleven.
7-Eleven, all of their food is like centralized, like it comes from somewhere. And like, yeah, I mean, it's not the best thing you'll ever have, but like their pizza's pretty damn good for what it is.
Yeah.
Yeah. The little mini tacos.
Mm-hmm.
Man, I remember that. I was hammered. You ever go to CIC? It's a theater in Chicago. It's like an improv play. It's like
Christ
in
no.
Church.
No, I haven't.
It's chemically imbalanced comedy. We actually got drunk there, so we just sat outside and we kept going into the 7-Eleven and just crushing all of their mini tacos. Something like a dangerous street in Chicago. But no, 7-Eleven has good food. You guys ever go to a Royal Farms?
Royal Farms is amazing.
I've seen them.
Their fried chicken is so good. Derek and I saw it when we were in Dover, I think. I think it was when we were in Dover.
Did you
we
see
saw
the
it.
White Cliffs?
The White Cliff? What?
Dover. Don't worry about it.
I don't know what you're saying.
That's a landmark in UK.
No.
We don't believe in the UK on this show.
UK doesn't exist.
No.
I don't have a passport right now, guys. I do not believe in the UK. We went there and got their fried chicken and everything. And we were eating it in the car and we're just like, this is the best idea. Like, why is this so good? Royal Farms is really good. I'm a Wawa fan.
I hate Wawa.
And also Speedways have really good pizza. We got a whole pizza from Speedway after Parkway one night.
Yeah.
It was great.
I feel like some Wawas like don't have any, like hardly have anything on their menu. I was staying in Philly and I went into a Wawa, and it was like near a college campus, like big. The room itself was big. It wasn't a tiny little like hole in the wall.
Could things have been sold out?
No, also, there was just like only five options. Like they didn't have all of. I don't know.
It was, if it was like, near Temple. It's like a dangerous area. They might.
No,
have a
it
lot
wasn't
of,
that. Is I don't even fucking remember.
Florida Wawas are better than.
I went
the
to
Florida
another,
Wawas are great.
My point is that Wawa, it's doing all the things that Sheetz or GetGo does worse. And like they have the bread.
Oh, I
the
disagree.
Bread is good.
I think GetGo is worse than Wawa.
GetGo is horrible. GetGo is awful.
I think GetGo.
Are y'all getting the everything bread?
I think GetGo. I think the everything bread's good, and I think GetGo tries to be more
pilgrim?
Creative. But I don't think that they execute their creativity as well as the other two places do, especially as well as Sheetz does. I think Sheetz executes it the best.
Well, as somebody
Wawa's
that is
great, but like
convincing myself that I need to make better dietary choices, but only very slightly, I think that a hoagie from GetGo with a bunch of veggies on it is much more healthy than some fried mac and cheese bites from Sheetz.
You can also get a sandwich from Sheetz, though. You get fried mac and cheese bites from GetGo.
I was okay.
Actually, Sheetz makes a really good cheesesteak. Their cheesesteak's pretty good.
I always get chicken sandwiches.
See, I used to get the pretzel bun whenever I was in like my 20s. I would always get sandwiches with the pretzel bun. It was like roast beef and honey mustard with the pretzel bun. And then I had a Sheetz by my elementary school.
Yeah.
Like you could walk up the hill from my house to this like tiny Sheetz. I'm talking the Sheetz was as big as like this living room in the kitchen.
Yeah.
And it was, now they actually tore that one down and put in a giant Sheetz. Yeah. But we would, whenever I went on a field trip, my mom, instead of packing me a lunch, would take me to Sheetz to get like a little 6-inch hoagie that comes with the fries and the drink. Yeah. So I would have my lunch that day. I felt like such a fucking baller with that Italian hoagie.
Yeah.
It was amazing.
And my dad, this is going to sound real lame, but my dad used to take me there after dance class all the time.
That's awesome.
Yeah. I'd refuel with some Sheetz.
That's great.
Yeah.
Like
a man.
Now, is there a snack food that they don't make anymore that they maybe like change the recipe on and now it sucks that like you just miss and you wish you could have like one more time?
Yeah, I'm really trying to think. That might be a hard one. I'm really trying to think.
Again, it's ask the hard questions. I'm a good
interviewer.
Yeah,
you asked the very hard questions. I'm trying to think what they got rid of. Oh, man. I think I know the answer to this, too. It's on the tip of my tongue. Hold on. Let me. You can edit out me thinking here.
I don't edit.
I'm talking to the cat with the gun. I'm talking to Gravy Written.
Gravy's holding you at gunpoint. Remember the fucking thing.
You keep fucking talking. I don't know. It's a really hard one. I actually don't have an answer for that. I know that's a lame one, but
what was the question?
I just keep moving
on.
Like stuff like snack foods that like you don't get anymore. Like you can't get that they changed the recipe.
Or either that they changed the recipe or that they don't make anymore.
Can it be a drink?
It can be a drink.
You remember those Orbs drinks?
You did not like those.
Yes.
They're so gross.
Those are so good. That's like I think about that almost daily. So like
you think about Orbs daily?
Yeah. It should have plutonium in it, Chris.
Yeah. it was so cool. I just like the feeling of little like BBs going down my throat.
Well, what do you get like do you like bubble tea and stuff like that?
I love
that?
It. Yeah.
Like, bubble tea's great. What is your go-to bubble tea order? Because I know everybody has like a go-to order for bubble tea.
It's pretty basic. Always like a chai or something like that.
Mm-hmm. Like a chai milk tea?
Yeah.
What kind of boba?
The black ones. I can't remember the name.
Oh,
of
the
them.
Tapioca,
yeah,
the non-popping ones?
Yeah,
just
yeah.
The
I like
flavors.
That. My, I like it chewing on them, you know?
Oh, okay. See, mine is, I usually go with the taro milk tea.
Yeah.
I go taro milk tea. With a leche popping bubble,
yeah,
or like a leche, the or they have the leche slivers. I like when they have that too. Whatever, just
I've had them mix it before too.
Ooh, yeah. Nice. See, like that's my go-to. Andrew, you got any strong opinions on bubble tea?
I've had it like twice.
What's your
go-to? Pretty good.
What's your favorite flavored balls?
Meat.
But which kind of meat?
Meatballs.
Okay, I'm about to gag. So I'm thinking of like a meat bubble tea. Just chunks of ground beef and fucking like
a marinara, just sucking it down.
Italian
the straw.
Bubble tea.
Oh my god, they would be like the size of the
gross,
meatballs and like SpaghettiO with meatballs.
Yeah,
that's exactly
it. We're gonna need a bigger straw.
Yeah. SpaghettiO with meatballs is just Italian boba.
Yeah,
that's so messed up. Now, is there, we kind of covered a bunch of that stuff already. What is there, like, is there a specific time of day that you like to snack? Or is there a specific activity that you like to do with snacking, like play video games?
Drive my car.
You love to eat while you're driving?
Yeah.
What's your favorite snack to eat while you're driving?
Anything I can get my hands on.
Nice.
No, I don't know. I mean, I just really like eating like combos. That's a good one.
What's your favorite type of combo? That's like, a controversial thing.
I just like the pepperoni pizza ones or the buffalo ones.
But are they stuffed into the cracker or stuffed in the pretzel?
I like the pretzel. You like the cracker?
I like the cracker better.
Oh my god!
Because I think that the pretzel, we can't be friends anymore. I think that the pretzel sometimes has too much salt.
I like the
and
salt
the
though.
Filling already has a lot of salt in it, so I think that it does. It's I don't think it's well balanced.
I wonder if I have like an iodine deficiency or something, but I'm always craving salt all the time.
Same. It's bad.
Yeah, if you're always craving salt, you're probably dehydrated because that probably is something to do with your electrolytes.
Yeah, probably. That's a good point.
The okay, so
should I do a water ASMR again?
Water's not gonna help your electrolytes.
Nah, fuck it. Let's double down. Let's do a salt ASMR.
Okay.
Like a salt lick, just.
They're just like pouring out like a Morton salt in your mouth and gagging.
Which do you prefer? Bitter, sour, sweet, salty, or umami?
I think I like sour the best. I like sour foods a lot.
What's your favorite sour food? We haven't really talked about sour foods.
No, I love, like, I don't know. I can just eat lemon slices and, you know, limes, oranges. I love stuff like that. Salt and vinegar chips, like vinegary things.
Oh, yeah.
You know, salty things. Yeah, just anything that like, really kind of, like, hits you, like, here, you know, if somebody goes, with their finger.
The glands just, you're salivating all over. Yeah.
I like sour. I like more than sour. I like hot.
Oh.
Like, spicy hot, like, melt my face off hot kind of stuff, so.
Yeah. What's the hottest, spiciest food you've ever had?
I don't know. I mean, I've had some Nashville chickens that are pretty hot, but I'm kind of like desensitized to hot anymore. Mm-hmm. Like ghost peppers really don't do it. I've had some like really like nuclear, like, Thai food and stuff like that. But yeah, I'm pretty much, I've trained myself from an early age to just ingest fire. So.
Dude, I went to the spot in Nashville, like the spot, I forget what it's called. And they were like, scale of 1 to 5, how hot do you want it? And I was like,
five. Yeah.
I got 4 tenders. Yeah. And they were like, you can mix and match. I'm like, okay, let me get one that's a 5 and give me the rest at a 3. And he's like, okay, hands me my thing. There's 5 tenders. So I'm already like, wait a second. And I'm like, which ones are the hot ones? He's like, I have no idea.
Jesus
Christ. So I was just like Russian rouletting these. Dude, and here's the thing. I like spicy stuff. I like pretty spicy stuff, but like there is a limit. I went into a fucking fugue state while I was eating this shit. I was like, I driven for like 6 hours that day. It was like the only thing that I'd eaten in like since like midday. It was night, and I got fucked up, like intoxicated off of how spicy it was, to the point that like I finished and I like was walking down like that main music street in Nashville.
Yeah.
And like there was so much like sensory overload going on, and like I was like talking to myself, and I'm like really fucking out of it. It was crazy. But the spiciest thing I ever had was just some random fucking noodles in Indonesia. They were like, "We're gonna kill these white people." Yeah.
That's what they always have. Like they have a separate menu. Like my friend growing up, he's Chinese. His parents had a Chinese restaurant in Youngstown. And they said, "Do you want white people hot or like normal hot?" So give me normal hot. You know, a Thai restaurant. I want Thai 10. I don't want, you know, cracker 10, dude. But yeah. I just had some really hot wings, Zookies in like New Brighton kind of area. It's actually closer to Chippewa, but it's considered New Brighton. They have Super Hot and Psycho is what I ordered. It turned my lips white.
Holy
it was
shit.
Fucking brutal, but it was so good. It was so good.
I
so
do.
If you like hot food, like that's a good place.
See, I like hot food, but I don't want it just to be hot for hot sake. I want it to also have flavor. Like this is what kind of upsets me. Like can't have habanero because I got very sick off of it one time.
Yeah, it messes it up.
I don't know if the restaurant, like, because other people would, because I'd called the restaurant, and apparently other people had also called too. So like, I think the wing, because it was a wing sauce, it was a honey or it was a habanero melon wing.
Yeah,
and I think that it was bad. But because there were other people who got sick too. But like now I can't. It's the habanero has a great flavor to it. And it has heat, but I can't eat it because like I get sick from it. But meanwhile, there's
the memory,
like,
yeah.
It, yeah. It, well, my body just doesn't. Yeah. I don't know. I might even have an allergy. I have no idea. But like, I don't want hot for just hot's sake. That's why I like Frank's like red hot sauce. Like like a general hot sauce. It has a good flavor to it. It's palatable. It has a little bit of depth, and it's not just like vinegar and cayenne.
Yeah.
Ethan, who we just had on an episode, is starting his own hot sauce company.
That's cool.
And we were just talking about like all the different flavors that they're working on and stuff like that.
Like the vinegar base versus orange juice base?
We didn't talk about that part in depth, but he talked about like how the sauces are also going to be like have like cooked off alcohol in them. So this one is going to be more of like a Mexican flavor palette with like mezcal and tequila, and then this one has like this flavor palette with like this type of alcohol in it and stuff like that too. But like, it's like I need my hot sauce not to just be hot, but to actually taste like something.
Yeah, that's what I like too. I like it to actually have some flavor to it. Like, there's one place in Erie. There's a couple good wing places in Erie.
Otis 12.
Yeah, they're really good. I like them a lot.
They're my favorite. That cheeseburger fry, that fucks me up every time. I love it so goddamn much.
Little Ugly Tuna on Peninsula, like right when you go up to, you know,
I've heard of them, yeah.
Yeah, they have like one that's like a super hot, and it comes out. And there's like one like that too at Kendry's in Aliquippa where it doesn't even look like edible. It comes out like it's like an oil all over it. You eat it and it just makes you gag. And like, you have heartburn. It's like, what's the point of this? They're like lower flavors are good, but...
Yeah, that's kind of my ideal,
too. There's a certain point in spicy where it just tastes like chemicals.
Yeah that's,
and it's like,
I can't.
This isn't, what, you know this isn't good.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
What are we doing here?
Yeah.
What are your opinions on the atomic wings from Quaker Steak and Lube? I've never had them because I've not dared to go that spicy with it.
I don't know, I've never had them either. I mean, I've eaten the blazing wings from Buffalo Wild Wings. I didn't think they were, like, they're hot, but they're not like that hot. One time we took them to go, and my sister wanted barbecue wings. Me and my brother wrote barbecue on them and gave them to her. Then my grandfather ate them. I was like, oh, these are hot. I don't know. If they're anything like that, they're not that bad. They have a new one, like this Carolina Reaper one that's like messed up there. That's like getting to like,
I don't
think a little much.
I don't want to say. I feel like the Carolina Reaper is kind of being overused.
Yeah,
but I understand
the
why.
Carolina Reaper is the Andrew Tate of hot peppers. Every annoying person I know fucking is obsessed with it, and it's like, okay, cool. It makes you tough, you know. Like,
all right, so we're gonna be wrapping up here. What are any other controversial food opinions that you wanna?
Okay, let's go over all of them in my head.
Okay, let's do it. This is your platform. This is your chance.
Chicago pizza is the worst pizza in the world. Okay, I've already said that.
Or well, are you talking to the deep dish Chicago or just everything that they?
But
produce?
Everything they do sucks. Like, Chicago's a horrible food city. New York's a good food city, but New York pizza sucks. Connecticut pizza's better. That's where pizza's from, and so
yeah, pizza originates from Connecticut.
Well, yeah, American pizza, like modern pizza, yeah, it's a little bit different. Italy, they put like fish oil on them and shit.
Italy
like,
pizza is trash. It tastes healthy. It's terrible.
Like I've heard stories of them having American style pizza restaurants over there.
They do.
I went to a Pizza Hut in Vietnam. What was the question?
That's funny. Was it good?
It was exactly the same. It was great. It's disappointing. It was great. I shit so hard afterwards. Yeah. I should not have eaten there.
Hell yeah. Let's see what else. Food in the South. Just because it's in the South doesn't mean it tastes good. It's just like a lot of places. Like, it's just all ego. So I'm thinking, LA food is the best food I've ever had in my life.
Really?
Yeah. Anything I've eaten in Los Angeles is amazing.
You know what?
New York Chinese food is better than LA though.
I haven't had Chinese food in either, so I can't speak to that. I don't know. I've never had Chinese food when I've been in New York, which is kind of weird.
Yeah, it's so good.
I'm trying to remember all of what I've had up there. I know I need to go to Peter Luger's. I owe somebody a dinner at Peter Luger's.
What's Peter Luger's? I don't know about that one.
Oh, Peter Luger's?
Yeah.
This is an old school steakhouse that makes does like the big giant fucking steaks. Yeah. Does like the creamed spinach.
Hey, we'll give you a dinosaur steak. It's Peter Luger's.
God, I hate that.
I'm going to get the gun cat to assault you. I know she's yours, but.
Trust me, I would be the first person she would kill if she had a gun.
All right. So, Chris, where can folks find you if they're looking to find?
You can find me on Truth Social, on
Mastodon.
Yeah, you can find me there. You can find me on that weird red version of Twitter. Parler. No. You can find me on YouTube, Chris Scriva Comedy on YouTube. I've been posting there a ton. You can also, I have a Twitter I don't use, but I have to tag I hate stand up. I'm never giving that up.
Whoa, what?
Yeah.
I'm following you right
follow
now.
Me. I'll follow you back if I don't already. But I don't use it. I need to start using it because now I have to.
I thought you were banned on everything and you have at I hate stand up, dog. Come on.
I'm banned on Instagram and Facebook for a misunderstanding. They took my WhatsApp too. It's bullshit. I paid a lawyer to send them a letter and then he just never told me anything. So I'm going to call him tomorrow. I'll be like, hey, did you ever write that letter to him?
You can't use WhatsApp either?
No, they pushed me out of WhatsApp. I'm banned from everything. I still have like Instagrams.
It's all the same company.
Yeah. I still have Instagrams for other things that I don't know why they didn't shut it down yet, but they're probably going to go at some point too. That makes doing stand-up hard when you don't have it. Like, it's a bitch.
You have TikTok?
TikTok. Follow me, Shredlord420 on my
That's an amazing handle.
Yeah, it's just me doing skateboard tricks while fat. Seems to go over well. Yeah, that's really it. I also have a Chris Griva comedy TikTok too. I'm gonna start using more. But
all right, well,
Chris. S-C-R-I-V-A. Yeah. Chris Griva comedy.
S-C-R-I-V-A. All right, Chris. Thank you so much.
You can follow me on Grindr.
He's cut me off.
You can follow me on 4chan. You can
follow him down an alley.
You can follow me down an alley.
You can follow him to the Capitol.
Yeah, you can follow him to the Capitol.
Follow him.
Follow him at Shit Talking Comics.
You know what?
Me at Scarpaces after I bomb there because nobody pays attention.
Read any book. There's a decent chance Chris might have wrote it.
Yeah, I got a shout out in a skateboard book.
Nice.
Did you really?
Yeah, dude. Somebody that was on TikTok was writing a book and they gave a shout out.
That's pretty dope.
Yeah, I know. It's pretty cool.
See, y'all doubted me whenever I said that, but it turns out I was right. Vindicated.
Vindicated. Mm-hmm. Do you want to end the podcast now?
Yeah,
Amanda's
sure.
Amanda's got to do plugs.
Yeah, I got to do
plugs. You can follow me on.
Well, Chris, thank you so much for being a guest on the Snack Life podcast. Follow us on social medias, even though we really don't use them. Join us on Patreon, because I do a bunch of stuff on Patreon.
That's the podcast where they leave the racial slurs in.
Leave them in. We add extras.
Just pepper them in there.
It's mostly gravy. Who's adding them in?
Not only is the cat have a firearm, but it's also racist.
Would you expect anything less? All right. Stay snacky, my friends.